Do you wish there was a way to give gifts without adding to clutter in a home? If so, stay tuned as today I chat with Emily Rooney and Rose Lounsbury about clutter-free gift giving.
Welcome to Cocktails and Containers, your source for organizing strategies perfectly paired with a cocktail. And now, here's your host, whose favorite book is Tequila Mockingbird, Christy Lingo.
Hello, and welcome back to Cocktails and Containers. I'm your host, professional organizer, mom, and clutter-free gift-giving fan, Christy Lingo. With Black Friday lurking just days away and all the holiday gifts you need to purchase, it seemed like a perfect time to chat a little bit about clutter-free gift options. And my guests today, Rose and Emily, both have documented their decluttering journeys, and they have really great insight and ideas for clutter-free gifts. But before we get into our chat, I have an exciting announcement for you. Just last week, I released an ebook called 101 Clutter-Free Gifts and Why You Want Them on Amazon. And don't worry for you non-ebook readers, there is a paperback version coming soon. If you are inspired after listening today to find out more about what a clutter-free gift is, how to talk to your friends and family about clutter-free gifts, and what to give or ask for when it comes to clutter-free gifts, visit gifts.simplesolutionsorganizing.com to pick up your copy for just $2.99. And now, before we jump into our discussion, I want to let you know a little bit more about today's guests. Rose Lounsbury is a minimalism and simplicity coach and a public speaker who just recently gave her first TED Talk, which she described as one of the biggest thrills of her life. She is also the author of the Amazon best-selling book, Less: Minimalism for Real. After blogging about her personal journey toward minimalism, Rose was inspired to help others simplify their lives with less stuff. So she spends her days writing, coaching her online students for stuff-free freedom, and soaking up moments with her husband and their wild triplets. Yes, you heard right, triplets. Emily Rooney is the mom to six and creator of Happy Organized Life, where she shares her decluttering journey, the good, the bad, and the embarrassingly cluttered, in her words. She uses the blog to both keep herself accountable on her decluttering journey and to show others that they are not alone, which I know is so important when you are trying to start this process to organize and simplify your life. All right, enough chatting here. Let's get into this discussion about clutter-free gifts with Emily and Rose. So I'm here today with Emily Rooney of Happy Organized Life and Rose Lounsbury, who people who have watched my YouTube channel may recognize from a couple different videos that we've done together. And we are going to talk about clutter-free gift giving because between the three of us, we have 11 kids and I only have two of those. So there's a lot of kids that are going to be getting some gifts. And I want to talk with these ladies who are both sort of on their own decluttering journeys about clutter-free gifts. But of course, before we get into that, we are going to chat a little bit about today's drink, which is hot apple cider with Tuaca. Cheers, ladies. Cheers. So Tuaca is an Italian brandy, and it's got a little bit of citrus in there. It's got a little bit of vanilla in there. And I was actually introduced to this by a friend of mine's mother. We used to do a day after Thanksgiving football game. And she brought the Tuaca and the cider. And we were all like, what is this magical elixir? This is amazing. We want it. And so I love it because people haven't actually heard of it. You can get it in a liquor store. It's about $20 a bottle. But we just warmed up the apple cider. We put a little bit of it in there. Some of us a little more. Some of us a little less. And that's it. And some other things that you could do if you wanted to in apple cider with Thanksgiving coming up and people drinking warm apple cider is I did butterscotch schnapps and bourbon. Ooh. Together in a also that was really good. And then my dad used to always do just whiskey and apple cider. So those are some other mix-ins if you don't want to do the Tuaca or you can't find it. But ladies, I want to give you a toast that I give here at Cocktails and Containers. And what I'd like to say to you is, may all of your things be tidy and may all of your cocktails be strong. So cheers. Cheers. All right.
It's so good. And it's so easy.
Seriously, I'm all about simple drinks. Yes, I don't like simple. A lot of like, you know, you got to zest a lemon, you got to make a curl. No, I'm all about like dump drink.
Yeah. Exactly. Get to the good part.
Get to the good part quicker. Yeah. Okay. So we are going to start out. Emily, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Both of you guys have sort of blogged quite a bit about your decluttering journey. And so I want you to tell the viewers a little bit about how you got started, what it is that you do. You know, tell us a little bit about your blog.
Well, I started kind of as a hobby. I didn't know what I wanted to blog about. So I originally started blogging under the name My Love for Words because I thought, oh, I can write about anything with that name. I know so much more about blogging now. So that's not the route I would go today. But after about a year into it, I decided to share a little about just what we were doing in our home, which was decluttering. And that was my first viral for me post anyway. And I thought, oh, wow, this is something people can really relate to. And then I thought, okay, well, I'll just share more of my journey. And it's really kind of just exploded from there because I think a lot of people are struggling with all the stuff in our homes.
Especially people with families.
Yeah, yeah, those yeah. kids.
They're
kids. They bring in everything.
Well, and so, you've got six of the kids of the 11 kids today.
And it's all their fault.
Yeah. Yeah. All their fault. So you just got rid of the kids.
And, yes. And the house is clean.
Right, you're welcome.
Unfortunately, I still have a husband, so I know that that's not true.
Yeah,
that's great. Okay, Rose, tell me a little bit about how you sort of got started decluttering.
Well, I started in a similar way to Emily. I have triplets, and when they were about 2 or 3 years old, I started to feel really anxious in my house, really nervous in my house. I was constantly picking up. I didn't know what the answer was, and someone introduced me to the idea of minimalism. And I just thought, oh my gosh, you don't have to organize all your stuff. You just have to get rid of the stuff that you don't use and you don't love. And so I started blogging about my personal journey to a minimalist lifestyle back in 2012. And that eventually morphed into a business where I've helped people and I teach classes about that. But it all started very personally, similar to Emily, where I just felt the anxiety in my home and I wanted freedom from that. And I realized that by letting go of the excess stuff, I had the freedom that I was looking for.
Absolutely. So as moms that are on this decluttering journey, the holidays are right around the corner, which I know makes me anxious. And for years, I've been telling, from before I even had kids, I was telling my in-laws and my parents, you know, like, we don't want a lot of stuff. We have a really small house. Our house is about 1,200 square feet. So what are some tactics that you use going into the holidays or that you plan to use this year to sort of stem the tide of the stuff that's coming in? If you want to, Rose,
sure, start. I'll go ahead and start. One of the things that I started doing and I tell people to do is to have some sort of gift-giving mantra. And there are a few popular ones. One is something you want, something you need, something to wear, something to read. So your kids know they're going to get 4 gifts. Another popular one that we have used is the 3 wise men rule, where you get 1 big gift and 2 small gifts.
So that's cute. Yeah, so, I've never heard of that one.
Yeah,
that's
one
cute.
Is like the gold, right? And then the other 2 smaller are frankincense and myrrh. Who knows what those are? But those are smaller gifts.
Yeah.
So when my kids make Christmas gifts or birthday gifts, gift lists, they make a list of big and a list of small. And they know ahead of time that they're going to get 1 big and 2 small. And I think if you're doing this with kids, it's important that you set that expectation ahead
right.
of time.
Right, absolutely.
Because I've had a lot of people tell me, well, I don't want my kids to be disappointed or shocked on Christmas morning. I said, well, don't let them be. By prefacing it by letting them know what to expect. So that's something that I recommend to people, is just kind of set a mantra and a limit within your family.
I think that's great. What about you, Emily? You've got, like, even if each kid only gets 1 or 2 gifts, you still have a ton coming in. So,
Well, you know, that has been the biggest thing for us. We've, I'm just going to sound like a little ditto machine here.
No, that's fine.
I'm like, yes, exactly what she said. For us, setting expectations has been a big deal because honestly, I grew up in a family where it was like emotions and all that, sweep that under the rug and let's just put stuff on top of it.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
your present. We love you. You know what I mean? Like, let's not deal with the stuff. Here's everything else that'll make it better. So while we didn't have like the communication issues in my home, I definitely still brought all that like, oh, I need to show my kids I love them with presents.
Yeah.
So I had carried that into my own motherhood of like, oh, I want my kids to know how much I love them, so I'm going to give them a bunch of gifts.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, I sat the kids under the tree with all the presents and got a picture, and I was just so happy that, I mean, there were tons of gifts. So I saw the kids there sitting with all the presents, and I thought, this is great. This is what I've always wanted. And then as I started ripping into the presents, I realized, oh my gosh, I've created little monsters.
Yeah.
Because every gift, there was like no appreciation. It was like, oh, cool, next. And I mean, they couldn't get the things open fast enough. And that's when I realized, okay, I'm making a mistake here.
Oh.
We need to really get this under control. So that's when we went to, we're going to start doing the four things, what you want, something you want, something you to read, something you need.
It's four gifts.
And it's been a lot better. I feel like there's a lot more joy in our house at Christmas time because there's less focus on what we're getting and more focus on who we're with, how we're spending our time, and, you know, there's more appreciation.
And so. I love that you realized that they weren't appreciating it. One of my things that my mother-in-law is incredibly generous to my children, and they've gotten in the habit now, though, of when she walks in the door, they'll say, "What did you bring me?" Breaks my mama heart because I know that she's generous and it's coming from a place of love. But on the flip side, I don't want that to be the memory that they have of their grandma, is she always brought me stuff. Like, I want them to, you know, think about, you know, like, oh, I always liked the way that her hair smelled, or I always liked that she gave me hugs or whatever. And like, I can't control that relationship, but I do, you know, it is hard when the kids get, they're so, you know, very surface level when it comes to stuff. They get so excited about it. But then on the flip side of it, you know, like as parents, you're like, oh, but I want it to be so much more for you. You know,
I think so much of what it is our society focuses the holidays on the gift giving part. Right. And that really is one part of the holiday seasons. So last Christmas, something that I started noticing was that I was focusing so much on the gifts, and I was focusing on, okay, we've got to limit the gifts and it's got to be this amount. And I realized that that was kind of sucking some of the joy out of the holidays for me. And I realized that the gift giving part of the holidays is one part of a much bigger holiday season. And that really what I wanted to instill in my kids was celebrating the entire holiday season. So I had this idea to make a holiday bucket list with them. And I just asked them to each name one thing that they really wanted to do this holiday season. And so, you know, they would say bake cookies with grandma or have a snowball fight. And my daughter actually said she wanted to go caroling.
Oh, fun!
And we had never gone caroling. And so I was like, okay. So I put it on the list. And then I had to Google, like, how do you go caroling? And we recruited some friends. And we went. And it was so fun. And we had hot chocolate and cookies afterwards.
That sounds so fun.
It was great. And so now that's like a new holiday tradition. And so I think for me, one of the things that I've learned is we always focus on, okay, clutter-free gifts and this and that. And that's a good thing to do. But also for me, one thing that was really freeing was celebrating the season instead of always focusing on, okay, let's just do clutter-free gifts.
Yep. No, I think that is so important. Our thing is we always ask the boys what they want to do with Santa. So sometimes we do breakfast with Santa. Last year we did a Santa train, you know, they feel like they're part of it, because I think you're 100% dead on. It's not just about not getting the gifts. You have to make the holidays about something that will be special to them.
Yes.
And so I think that that's a really smart thing. So, Emily, what are some clutter-free gift ideas that you have this year? Don't worry, we won't show this to your family. Or that you are asking for, or that you are giving, or ideas that you have.
Well, my favorite thing is really to focus on like consumable gifts. So whether it's baking cookies, my mom has an amazing like rum cake recipe. I love to make that for people.
Oh, that's
great. And sample it
heavily. Oh, yeah.
This batch is good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then I also like to do things like sugar scrubs. So things that people can use up that they're not going to be hanging around the house. And they also, there's none of that like, oh, I have to keep this and then put it out when they come over.
Right.
Guilt.
Candles and things like that. That's a great idea. And frankincense and myrrh are essential oils, by the way. P.S.
Oh, yes.
Emily and I both know about essential oils.
No.
Frankincense, great for the skin. Okay. So, but that's a fantastic use of something that would be like that, where you could, you know, the essential oils, and then they can use it up, and then, you know, they can recycle the jar when it's done. That's a fantastic idea. What about you, Rose?
So some of the favorite clutter-free gifts that I like to give are gifts of experience. So my husband and I, several years ago, just decided we are not giving each other stuff anymore. And so we each plan a date night for the other person. It's kind of a surprise.
Oh, that's
so we just,
fun.
You know, so before Christmas, like, okay, make sure this weekend is free and make sure this day is free. And so we arrange the babysitter if it's our one that we're planning. We arrange everything and the other person just gets to be
surprised. My husband would have no idea how to arrange a babysitter, but it's a fantastic idea.
It is fantastic.
So fun. And experience is one of those things that I think is year round. That's just such a great thing that, you know, instead of giving, you know, stuff, you know, give tennis lessons, and, you know, if you need to buy something, buy a tennis racket or something like that, you know, because there are grandparents out there that still want to give something. So, you know, like my little guy is into basketball this year. So we're saying, okay, why don't you buy them basketball shoes? Because they really want basketball shoes. So why don't you buy the shoes, then come to their game And I feel like that will go so much further in them remembering their grandparents mm-hmm. than just like another stuffed animal or another toy yes, yeah. or, you know, cause, oh gosh, as much as I try to keep up with it, I just can't. It just comes in faster than you can get rid of it.
It comes in very fast, even when you have lived your life and your profession in a way that is dedicated to not having clutter and stuff.
We all struggle.
It's amazing how that happens.
Okay. If you could encourage somebody who's starting on their decluttering journey, either now or, you know, New Year's is right around the corner and so many people want to get organized for the new year, what would be like your number one first go-to tip that you would suggest for them to start the decluttering process, Rose?
Well, the one thing that I would say to people who are just getting started is start with your own stuff. Start wherever you have jurisdiction, because I often hear from people, oh, it's my kids. I mean, we're joking about that. We're joking. But it's my kids or it's my spouse. And we tend to want to blame the other people. But really, if we start with our own stuff, we realize that we actually have a lot more stuff than we might think we do.
Right.
And just dealing with our own stuff also sets the example for the other people
Absolutely.
In our house.
Great, great tip. What about you, Emily? What would be your starting place?
I think my starting place would be kind to yourself. Oh. Like wherever, whether you're tackling a big room or a small space, just give yourself grace and be nice. Because I know for myself, when I started, I would say things like, you're such a slob, this place is such a mess, how'd you let this happen? Just all this negative mm-hmm. talk. And that doesn't help anything. And
no,
it makes it harder.
Yep.
It makes it harder to go through anything. And I know that's something that a lot of people struggle with.
I think that's so smart, because when you're starting out, you don't have to be perfect the first swipe around.
Right.
Like, it's a constant process. My mantra, I feel like, is you don't get organized, you develop organizing skills.
Yeah.
Good.
And so you can revisit. If you want to pare your closet down, I was just listening to a podcast with Courtney Carver of Project 333.
Yeah, I love her.
And she said, you know, everybody gets down to like 33 items in their closet. You know what? If you can only get down to 100, then you can take another pass at it sometime
exactly.
later. So I think that that's a fantastic way to look at things. You know, be gracious to yourself. Start with your stuff. Set a good example. And my thing is, you don't get organized. You start organizing skills, and you just get better and better at it the more that you work at it. Ladies, this has been so much fun. I want you to tell people where they can find you guys. So I'll start with you, Emily.
You can find me at happyorganizedlife.com. And then I also have a Facebook group called the Declutterathon, which is a great place for support and encouragement if you're looking to declutter and organize.
And then, Rose, where can people find you?
You can find me at roselounsbury.com, and that's R-O-S-E L-O-U-N-S-B-U-R-Y.com, and that will have links to my Instagram and my Facebook as well.
And her book.
And my book.
Yes. I hope today's episode has inspired you to find some clutter-free gift options for your family this holiday season, or whatever occasion you give gifts. And remember that all the links and contact info for today's show and any of the episodes of Cocktails and Containers can be found in our show notes at podcast.simplesolutionsorganizing.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the future episodes, and leave a review so others just like you can find this podcast. I aim to give simple and easy to implement organizing ideas to help you and your family live a more organized life. Be sure to join me next week when I chat freezer cooking with Once a Month Meals founder Trisha Callahan, and we sip on cranberry lemon martinis. Until then, thanks for listening. Take care and happy organizing.